The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet. Maybe she'll be joining us shortly. I want to start off.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. That was pretty short. All right. No, I want to start off. There was an article, and I've said this before. If you want to find out how to stay healthy and how to live longer, why don't we study the people that have done that already, the people that have made it to their hundreds. Janet, how many people do you know in their hundreds?
I don't know a whole lot of people in their hundreds, but I know lots of very, very healthy people in their upper 80s and 90s.
You know what I find? When I do testing on people in those age groups, their tests come out very good.
And the thing I say to them is,
the ones with the bad tests don't make it this long. So, you know, those are the people that are pretty healthy. So, you know, they've never, to the best of my knowledge, really have done any studies on people that have made it into their hundreds. And there was a quote here from someone who's in their hundreds. It says, "For years, I would not take any medicines at all. I don't think they do much, and lots of times the doctor is using you as a guinea pig." Well, I don't think the doctor doesn't think he's using you as a guinea pig. You know, he's been trained to prescribe drugs, so that's what he thinks is the way to go. You know, when all your training really points to the use of drugs for every complaint a patient has, you really you forget to question it. The thing that gets to me, though, is when do you begin to question your approach when you're not seeing any better results? You know, you do the same thing over and over again with different patients, and you keep seeing the same results over and over again, and why are you satisfied with that? Well, I guess that is for each of us to answer for ourselves. And so I want to, go into some of the areas that people that live long say is their secret. And let's see if I have some statistics here. They say 1/4 of children born today are expected to live beyond 100 years of age, whereas only 26 baby boomers will reach the century mark. I guess that's not a good statement. There are between 96,000 and 105,000 centenarians living in the U.S. In England, there are about 12,640. I don't think that's a reflection on their healthcare system as much as their smaller population. Research indicates that the number of American centenarians has been doubling every decade since the 1950s. There are about 65 verified super centenarians living today, but unofficial estimates are as high as 350. I'm not sure what a super centenarian is. I know it's not 200 years. approximately 8 of every 9 centenarians, this is an interesting one now, 8 out of 9 centenarians are women. 19% use cell phones, 12% use the internet, and 3% have participated in online dating. I guess that's good. You try and stay young.
Try to stay young. Very, very nice social interaction. So
here's another interesting fact. If you're trying to figure out your own lifespan, they say that there's a connection between your longevity and the age your mother gave birth.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they found that...
I'm in trouble. I was the last one of three, and not expected.
Right. Well, they say if your mother was under 25 years of age when you were born, your chances of reaching age 100 are twice as high as someone whose mother was older than 25. So... I don't know. You know, that's just one factor. Of course, you can. There are other factors in longevity besides that. And they say,
okay. Dr. Slavin, what do you think? There's a lot of different theories about who's going to reach that 100-year mark. Do you have a comment on the possibility of supporting telomere length and that being related to longevity?
Well, I think telomere length is a predictor of longevity, but it's not. I don't think it's the cause and effect. It's the result, if you know what I mean. You know, if you're taking good care of your body, your telomeres won't shorten as quickly. So you can say, okay, you'll live longer.
So every time your cell gets replaced, those telomeres are shortened. So theoretically, it is possible to keep your cells very, very healthy, very supported, protect them from free radical damage by having plenty of an overabundance, I'm going to say, of antioxidants. Consequently, the cell won't need to be replaced because it's functioning in a healthy way. It isn't getting worn out. And then the telomeres don't shorten. So... supporting your body with antioxidants?
Janet, I just lost you.
Yeah.
There you are.
I lost you for a second. Do you hear me now?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I don't know what happened.
So the last thing you said is about, you know, if you do all the right things, you can check on everything by looking at your telomere length. But this is fairly new technology. They've been doing it for the last, several years that I'm aware of. The trouble is the telomeres change length so slowly that checking them on a frequent basis really doesn't give you the feedback you need. You know, you might check them every year, every other year, and see if you notice anything. But it's like if you check it and you found they shorten too much, you know, you get the feedback, you haven't been doing enough, but it's kind of late to, you know, I mean, it's not too late to start, but you'd want to, you know, follow other things beforehand, I suppose. So we said, the age of your mother is important, but by and large, there seems to be no set pattern between who lives longer and why they live longer, except that... I think that we can agree perhaps, you know, not smoking is a good idea, not drinking, plenty of exercise, a good diet, a control of weight. But to the centenarians, they didn't pay attention to any of that. Now, based on years of data from studying centenarians, here's what they came up with. 37% were overweight. I guess that's good news to a few people. 8% were actually obese, 37% were smokers for an average of 31 years, and I think that's an important fact. So what is it about those people's biology that's actually protecting them from the harmful effects of smoking. 44% reported only moderate exercise. 20% never exercised at all. So despite this, centenarians as a population have 60% lower rates of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. Depression and other psychiatric illnesses are almost non-existent. I think that's a very important point. And they also mentioned that, you know, just because those people didn't pay attention doesn't mean you can ignore that. But remember, 37% were overweight. That means the other, 63% weren't. So it's still probably better to watch your weight. They go on to say, today's changes in lifestyle do in fact contribute to whether someone dies at the age of 85 or before age 75, but in order to reach the age of 100, you need a special genetic makeup. And maybe that's the difference between these people. Their genetic makeup is better. These people age differently. They age slower. They end up dying of the same diseases that everyone else does, but usually around 30 years later, and usually quicker without languishing for long periods. So remember I would comment, I had a 95-year-old patient, and I asked him what, and by the way, I think he fit that description. You know, he wasn't, he was probably a little overweight. I don't know about his smoking, but I'm sure he didn't exercise much. And he said he didn't worry about anything. And I think that's an important thing to remember. We create a lot of stress for ourselves with our mental attitudes.
Well, that whole concept, the Buddhist concept of you live in this moment. The past has occurred, and there's nothing you can do to change it. For this very moment, everything is just fine. Your heart's pumping. Your lungs are performing their functions. You're breathing. You're seeing. You're hearing. All of these different senses are working. And not to worry, you certainly can plan, but not necessarily get attached to a plan for the future. And you can do a little bit of daydreaming, that's fun, but not to get dug in that a specific thing has to happen in the future, and not to worry that something terrible is going to happen in the future, because you don't have necessarily any control over it. So being in the moment and appreciation of all of the blessings in that very moment, and letting go of the past, and certainly letting go of worry for the future.
Oh, it's time for a break already, Janet. There's a lot of good information coming up about how to live to be 100. But right now, it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. right here on this station.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We've been talking about the things that set centenarians apart. Why is it that some people live to be in their hundreds, but the majority of us don't? And we're sort of, number one, pointing out that all the things that we're told that sort of a given may not necessarily hold true. You know, in other words, when we're told to keep your weight down, exercise, don't smoke, you know, it didn't necessarily apply to this group, although I'm still going to say that's important. I like what one centenarian said. He attributed his longevity to his attempt to avoid dying. But others mentioned that they recommended, you know, find your passion and live it. In other words, you have to enjoy life is primarily, I think, the overwhelming consensus here. And here's the one that I think they all agreed on and what goes along with what my 95-year-old patient said, centenarians overwhelmingly cite stress as the most important thing to avoid. Their lives are marked by as many stressful events as the rest of us, but they differ in how well they manage their stress. Rather than dwelling on it, they let it go, and they are very happy people. So,
okay, Dr. Slavin, what are some of the things that you might advise your patients to do with regard to managing stress? Because I know that that's one of the things that in your practice, you evaluate the patient's ability to handle stress. You understand, you test their physical stress, their mental stress, but then you also test their ability to manage stress.
Well, we recently obtained a device that can measure measuring the stress the body is dealing with, because there are physiological changes that occur when people are under stress, and this device can pick those up. So it can tell you, yeah, you're dealing with stress, but it doesn't tell you where the stress is coming from. But what I can tell you is if people learn to meditate, and by meditation, it means different things to different people. You can just go into a quiet, dark room and close your eyes and try and stop thinking about anything. You know, that helps reduce stress. But I think the most important thing for everybody when it comes to trying to reduce their stress is to stop creating unrealistic expectations, because that's how you create stress. You know, maybe you expect too much.
It's very, very true. So not to absolutely have a particular way to have situations play out in your life, to let things just develop. And what might look to you from your perspective as a particular outcome is going to occur unless you step in and turn things around, sometimes just circumstances way outside your control or way outside your point of view, change things around. And what was looming as a potentially very large stress just disappears. It's very, very interesting when you start to be an observer rather than the manipulator.
A good analogy I was thinking about, if you go to the casino, just think how you would feel. You go to the casino with money you can afford to lose. You can really enjoy yourself. If you go to a casino with money you can't afford to lose, like you go with your rent money, think of the stress you've put yourself under. So they say that centenarians are a happy and optimistic lot, but that translates, these positive thoughts and attitudes translate into strengthening your immune system, decrease in pain, also provide stress relief. And this has all been scientifically shown that, now this is where the word epigenetics could come in. It's how the environment affects your genes. So this has been scientifically shown that happiness can alter your genes. A team of researchers at UCLA showed that people with a deep sense of happiness and well-being had lower levels of inflammatory gene expression and stronger antiviral and antibody responses. This falls into the realm of epigenetics, changing the way your genes function by turning them off and on, and that's the effect of the environment has on your body. We used to think that everything was preordained by your genes, and now we're discovering that the environment can turn on or off genes and change your predestiny, for example.
It's very interesting, Dr. Slavin, because I kind of referred to it as a Scarlett O'Hara school of life. When you start to get trapped in this spiral of negative thinking and worry, you do have the capacity to be in charge of what you're thinking about. And when you see that you're in this negative spiral of worry, one of the things that you can do is, oh, I'm not working on that now. I'll think about it tomorrow. And so certain things that you do not have within your control, you very deliberately put out of your mind. And what you learn when you do that is you are not the victim of your thoughts. You are the person, you are the controller of your thoughts.
Now, I want to, there's a few more important things here. The majority of centenarians do not feel their chronological age. On average, they report feeling 20 years younger. They also tend to have positive attitudes, optimism, a zest for life. Could it be that personality characteristics and worldviews play a more significant role than genetics, diet, or exercise? I think it's definitely extremely important. We have to, all of us should take a look in the mirror and see where we're going and what we're doing and, just reconsider, just how we approach life. You know the saying, did you get up on the right side or the wrong side of the bed?
Right.
We have these sayings that really reflect all, what's happening, how we think about things. Someone has a chip on their shoulder. Those are all negative factors. So one way to determine this is to ask a centenarian questions about how they see the world, what they value, and to what they attribute their own longevity. These individuals represent centuries of wisdom that should not be overlooked. So that's what researchers are doing now. They're looking at centenarians to see if they can figure out what's going on. Regardless of which interview you read, there is a pattern that emerges, and here's what they're finding. when they're asked how do they explain why they lived so long, they say you keep a positive attitude, eat good food, exercise moderately. You don't have to, you know, go overdo the exercise. That may have a negative impact. They mention clean living, no smoking, or no excessive drinking. And here are some of the ones that we may or may not have control over ourselves entirely, but they recommend living independently, if you can, having good genes. You know, we don't have that much control there, but staying mentally active and always learning something new. What's that, Janet?
You can take care of the genes that you have.
Oh, definitely.
You may have, as you said earlier, Dr. Slavin, you might not necessarily have won the genetic lottery with this very significant longevity in your family history, but the truth of the matter is you can enhance the quality and the function of the genes that you have been dealt. So you are not necessarily a victim of your genes. You can do great things to support them.
And, well, we said that happy people live 30% longer. I just think that it's easy to go astray a little bit, and we can, you know, sometimes just take take time to take stock of your life and where you're going. You know, we live in such a hectic life style that we forget about those things that, you know, make a big difference. Here are some nutrients they recommend, and these are things we've talked about over the years, you know, vitamin D, DHEA, folate, magnesium. You still have to make sure that you're reaching optimal levels in these areas. That, you know, I would venture to say if your vitamin D levels are low, it's going to affect how long you live.
You know, very, very interesting. I'm going to venture to say, Dr. Slavin, that when you are seriously deficient in any one of the areas that we've discussed, you know, your ability to maintain positive thoughts, your maintenance of weight, your having a routine exercise program, and then if you are deficient in any one of the nutrients, and as you often say, it is the nutrient that you're deficient in that you don't know about, that you haven't recognized the deficiency, that's the one that potentially is going to create a problem for you. So very, very helpful to understand the function of all of these different nutrients as well as how present they are in your bodies, as well as how well functioning they are. Glutathione as an example. Glutathione is great, superior as a mood elevator, you know, going to enhance brain function, going to enhance so many different functions in your body. But you do need to support it with N-acetylcysteine. So those interactions, zinc, if you're deficient in zinc, your immune system can't work very, very well. But the zinc has to be balanced with copper. So it's very important to work with people who understand those connections and put the whole picture together in a way that's correct for the individual.
Now, Janet, the way I say it to patients, it usually comes up like this. A patient asks me, what's the most important nutrient?
And right.
I tell them the one you're lacking.
Right.
And that music means it's time for us to take another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We've been talking about centenarians and what they need to do to live that long, but just before the break, Janet was talking about zinc, and I just wonder how many of your physicians are checking your zinc levels. Have you ever seen anybody check a patient's zinc level, Janet?
Never from any place outside of your blood testing, Dr. Slavin.
That's true, but sometime maybe they run the SpectraCell test that you know, looks at a lot of different nutrient levels, but it is available. You know, you can check zinc levels. Any doctor can, but they're not. But here's a new report. We think of zinc, or maybe we don't think of zinc that much, Janet. But
I think of zinc all the time, especially at this time of the year, Dr. Slavin, because so many people are succumbing to different viruses that are circulating, and the higher and more supported and balanced your zinc copper levels are, the much better able your immune system is to fight off those viruses.
But here's some, I think, some new information. At least, you know, I wasn't really, hadn't, you know, heard about this that much. That zinc may play a key role in regulating the way calcium moves in your heart by modulating the functions of certain pathways, you know, mineral pathways. Now, we always hear about minerals, I mean, magnesium in the heart. But zinc, this is a new connection between zinc and the heart. And they say the proper control of these zinc pathways may be affected by excess calcium, because we know that excess calcium can lead to heart failure and fatal arrhythmias. And how many people are taking a lot of calcium? Probably more than they should.
I think that I see it all the time that some people are taking up to 2,000 milligrams a day of calcium. And my general recommendation would be maybe 500 to 700 milligrams of calcium a day. You want to be absolutely certain that you are providing all of the supportive nutrients so that you can properly process the calcium. When you're not metabolizing it properly, then the calcium deposits in soft tissue. Then what's one of the issues that we typically associate with aging and typically would be connected to a decrease in quality of life, and I'm talking about arthritis. And what is arthritis? It's the deposit of calcium, improperly metabolized calcium in soft tissues. So the ligaments and tendons and all of the soft tissue at the ends of your bones and your joints get brittle and stiff, reducing flexibility and increasing inflammation.
Janet, here's something that I hadn't come across until now, and that is that past research has shown that patients with congestive heart failure. Now, when we think of congestive heart failure, I think what comes to mind is coenzyme Q10, maybe statin drugs, magnesium. But here they're saying they found that patients with congestive heart failure often have profound zinc deficiency, which adds to the growing support that zinc is crucial for heart health. And I think that's a new takeaway, that not zinc just for their connection with colds and flu, because you hear about using zinc in that context. Every cell in the body has zinc in it. Zinc is also a potent antioxidant. It can help neutralize free radicals. And that's an important job as well. But the new research is showing that zinc may boost heart health in another way as well, and aside from antioxidant factors.
There are many, many, many different detox pathways, and zinc is one of the substances that enhance your body's ability to detox or just neutralize certain damaging substances and get them out of your body. Zinc is also critically important when you're talking about eye health. So, again, as you said, Dr. Slavin, not too many doctors are talking to their patients about the importance of zinc, and not too many doctors are of the opinion that it is a critically important nutrient. And then when you look in a multivitamin for the level of zinc, a lot of times the zinc content is nowhere near what people need in order to prevent a lot of the damage that we associate with aging.
I'm looking at
a multivitamin. I'm at Greenlands today, as usual, and then from when I finish the show, 11 to 2, I'm here doing counseling sessions. And so I'm able to pick up any number of different bottles of supplements and check it out. So I'm looking at one multivitamin. You need to be taking 3 capsules, and there is 25 milligrams of zinc. Now, the 25 milligrams of zinc, as noted on the label, is above 100% of the daily value. But as we've talked about so many times on this show, the daily value really does not come close to really optimizing your nutrition needs. The other part of this is the zinc in this multi is chelated. So that's an excellent thing, and people need to be making sure that if they're consuming zinc, it is in a chelated form. Zinc oxide might not necessarily give you the kind of protection that we've talked about that is available from zinc.
Well, I think we just added another reason to make sure you're not zinc deficient, and that's your heart health and preventing congestive heart failure and fatal cardiac arrhythmias. Zinc is a constituent of at least 3,000 different proteins in your body. So you can see how just a slight deficiency in zinc can really upset a lot of different areas. As you mentioned earlier, it's important for immune function. Your immune system may markedly decrease in as few as 4 weeks after eating a low zinc diet. Zinc affects multiple aspects of your immune system. Your white cells, that includes your neutrophils, natural killer cells, your body's ability to kill bacteria, viruses. Research suggests high dose zinc lozenges may shorten the duration of the common cold. That's why they're recommended. You mentioned vision health. Zinc works with vitamin A to help your eyes sense light and communicate via the nerve impulses to your brain. So we all know about vitamin A and vision, but I don't know about zinc that much.
It's very interesting, Dr. Slavin, because if people just go out and buy a zinc formula, let's say 50 milligrams, my suggestion is begin with caution and make sure that you do have food in your stomach. I wouldn't necessarily recommend starting with 50 milligrams. Zinc, sometimes people when they are dealing with the onset of a cold or sore throat, and sometimes the zinc can be upsetting to your stomach. So you want to start small, make sure that you have food in your stomach, and work your way up gradually to that 50 milligrams a day.
And speaking of vision health, they mentioned that in addition to zinc, vitamin C, vitamin E, beta-carotene, and copper help slow down the damage associated with age-related macular degeneration, cause of blindness. So you got to check your zinc levels. And here's one that will get everybody's... Yes?
And Dr. Slavin, what do you think about hormone support as an anti-aging approach?
Well, I think, of course, that's important, too. You want your body to run as efficiently and naturally as possible. And as you get older, your hormones decline. Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to have hormone replacement, but clearly for many people, it improves the quality of their life.
I'm not necessarily thinking of hormones like male or female hormones, though maintaining those in a balanced and reasonable fashion is very, very important. I'm thinking about pituitary gland health. What about hypothalamus, thyroid? Do you have something to say with regard to the importance of supporting those glandular functions in the body?
Well, I think by keeping, by paying attention to the health of your body in general, that's how you support the glands of your body. And I think you have to think of the glands from the standpoint of they're really in charge of regulating every function of your body. So when your body starts to malfunction, it's because of a decline in function of different glands. And I've said that aging, we all, I think, can agree what aging is. It's really a decline of function as we get older. Coincides with a decline in function of the glands in the body and the hormones they produce. So I think that, something to think about. I wanted to mention, we're talking about zinc, and here's another fact associated with zinc deficiency. It may play a role in the development of Alzheimer's disease. How many doctors are treating patients for Alzheimer's disease never check their zinc levels? The disease is linked to...
How many doctors checking, treating their patients for the early onset symptoms of Alzheimer's check B-complex, B-12 check, probiotic status. I mean, there are so many very direct links to the development of Alzheimer's from a nutrition perspective. And by the time that the symptoms have progressed significantly, it really is, in some cases, too late to intervene nutritionally.
Well, that's why I don't like to call it prevention, because it seems, you know, mainstream medicine doesn't look highly on prevention, because if you prevented illness, they'd be out of business. But I like to say it's more early intervention. I mean, if you have zinc deficiencies, you may not notice it right away, but over time it creates problems. Now, Alzheimer's disease, as we've all heard, is linked to an accumulation of clumps of defective protein in your brain. And zinc, it turns out, may be critical for preventing such accumulation. Time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex test and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We got on the topic of zinc and just how important it is, although it's one of those minerals I don't think gets as much attention as some of the others, like calcium, I think probably gets the most attention. Magnesium gets some attention. Zinc, not so much. And the take-home here is that zinc may, you know, zinc deficiencies may actually play a role in congestive heart failure and fatal arrhythmias. So it's important to make sure you're not deficient in zinc. Of course, zinc is important for taste and smell. You know, a lot of times someone will say that, you know, they lost their taste. Well, they can't smell things. You have to check for any zinc deficiencies. And for the men who are listening, they found that men who ate a zinc-deficient diet, the health of their sperm suffered in terms of both quantity and quality. So that's something to think about, too. So, you know, we hear, you know, about the fertility business and in vitro fertilization, and, you know, more than ever before. And I don't know that they're checking zinc levels in those people. Janet, you have any idea about that?
Unfortunately, no. I don't believe that they're monitoring zinc levels. And it's so easy and so important and gives you such incredible insight into the origin of some failures in different systems and parts of your body.
Now, the other important entity associated with zinc deficiencies is attention deficit disorder. So, it's important in kids that have issues, check their nutrient levels, including zinc. But back to the healthy sperm in men, the study demonstrated that even brief periods of severe zinc deficiency can lead to measurable changes in sperm composition and quantity. Studies correlating diseases known to impair zinc nutrition with reduced fertility seem to second this conclusion. So if you're having trouble with fertility, and both probably between men and women, make sure everybody's zinc levels are good. And things that can impair your zinc levels, drinking alcohol, having kidney disease or inflammatory bowel diseases, those are pretty common concerns. And speaking of men and drinking, alcohol will also increase a man's estrogen level, so they might want to consider that when they're drinking as well. Now,
Dr. Slavin, very often on blood tests from patients in your practice, I see IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor, and that is those levels are an indication of the potential for a problem with cell function. When you're seeing someone in your practice who, with low levels of IGF-1, what are some of the things that you can do to support that?
Well, again, I think in a way, IGF-1 levels may be similar in many respects to measuring telomere length. It's a reflection of the health of your body. All the things that you do to keep your body healthy is going to have an impact on IGF-1. One of the things they always say that can help raise insulin-like growth factor, which is a growth hormone, is regular exercise. So that's important. But I want to get into just a few other things here that when talking about zinc deficiencies, there are certain drugs that will reduce your zinc levels, ACE inhibitors, diuretics. Now, here's a big one, acid blockers like Prilosec and Pepcid. And then because of years... of industrial farming practices, which means planting large expanses of land with the same crop year after year, there are so many deficiencies in the soil, especially natural minerals like zinc, and then genetically engineered foods. So as glyphosate, we've talked about that a lot, which is the active ingredient in the herbicide Roundup, is a mineral chelator, which means it binds specific nutrients, especially zinc. So it's not that difficult to become zinc deficient. And then for the people that are trying to stay healthy, consider this. Certain diets, such as a vegetarian or vegan diets and high grain diets, are low in bioavailable zinc and high in phytic acids, which impair zinc absorption. So, Janet, I'm sure you see a lot of vegetarians that come your way in the different stores you're at.
And what you just mentioned, Dr. Slavin, is absolutely an area of concern and discussion that I have with